Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heavenbound podcast family. Jumpstart number 1713, first written October 27th, 2016. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Do not fear what you're about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison so that you will be tested, and you'll have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Our verse today was a message that the church at Smyrna received. From heaven's perspective, it wasn't bad. Some would suffer a short time. It would be over. The victory belongs to the Lord. However, from our side of things, it looks very dark. Cast into prison by Satan. You will have tribulation. You will be tested. Be faithful unto death. Those are all scary words. There are some lessons for us and from these words. First of all, God was aware of these things. This message didn't come from the enemy. This wasn't the terrorist taunting God's people or making death threats. These words came from heaven. God knew. Secondly, God was going to allow this to happen. He wasn't sending angels to thwart what was coming. He wasn't going to gather his people into a safe house. The storm was coming, and God was going to allow it to come. Thirdly, it would be hard. Tribulation, prison, testing, death. Those are not nice words. God, who watched his son suffer and die, would allow the suffering to come on his people. Fourth, God was in charge. The suffering was limited, 10 days. The suffering would end. This would not be a crush nor destroy the kingdom. The outcome was a victory crown. God was going to grant his people a crown. It was a crown of life, not of death. The crown wasn't worn by the enemy, but God's suffering saints. We have a hard time with understanding why there are hard times. We'd like to have heaven on earth. We like it if the storms skip over our houses. We like it for diseases to miss us. Suffering saints is something that is hard to grasp. As parents, we try to protect our children from injury. We try to shelter them from harm. We run to them when they cry or upset. We try to make every moment filled with joy and happiness. That may work well with a 2-year-old, but as kids grow, parents realize they can't shelter their kids from disappointments. Broken hearts from failed romances. Disappointments because they didn't make the team. Upset because friends were not really friends. And then the homework and the tests and the quizzes. The laughter and the smiles disappear because of study and work. But as parents, we know that this is good and right. You can't be 40 years old and play all day and every day. That's not good for a person nor for society. Life has bumps and bruises. Our pets die. Tears are part of life. We learn things in suffering and sadness that we never would see in joy and happiness. God's people have always been those who suffered, and yet they endured. In Egypt, it was the cries of Israel that reached heaven. During the judges, the pleas for deliverance from oppressing nations led God to send deliverers. There was the Babylonian days. There were the Romans. John the Baptist was beheaded. James the Apostle was executed. Jeremiah was thrown into a prison. Peter was imprisoned. Paul was beaten with rods. Jesus was nailed to the cross. Yet the fact that we suffer is not an indication that God's not in charge, nor does it mean that he does not love us. Suffering from heaven's perspective toughens us. It makes us rely upon God. It helps us to see what is really valuable in life. It brings us closer to him. We see the value of pain when it comes to a surgery. Sure, it will hurt, but it won't last long. In the end, the person will be better. Without the surgery, things would be a lot worse. Is spiritual suffering any different? Sure, it hurts, but it won't last long. And in the end, the person will be better. That's how God sees it. So there may be some who ignore you because of your faith. There may be some who say unkind things to you because of your faith. There may be some who try to get you fired because of your faith. We walk with the Savior. This won't be long. There's a crown awaiting those who keep walking with the Lord. We need reminders like this. Some days will be tough for us. Families and friends can turn. The world can get really dark. We may think that God has forgotten us. He hasn't. We must believe. There is a crown for you. Don't quit. Don't ever give up. Be faithful until the very end. Thank you for listening.